Chapter 5. Along the Thai Border. Comprehension. Passage. Read this journal entry. July 25th. The rainy season is truly with us, and the drenching rain has continued to fall all day. At times, it seemed to be a sheer wall of water. The windshield wipers were hardly able to clear the water fast enough for us to be able to see where we were going. Luckily, Mek is an excellent driver, so we reached Mae Sot safe and sound around 5 p.m. We parked and scouted around the town. I didn't much like the sound of the budget guesthouses mentioned in the guidebook, so I decided to be extravagant and reserve a room in the central, the main hotel of this small border town. When I went down for dinner, after welcome rest, I found the coffee shop packed with German tourists. I started talking to a very pleasant couple from Munich, an engineer and his wife, a teacher. It was their first trip, and they were very impressed, although their itinerary sounded grueling. The menu seemed to specialize in Japanese food. I ordered a saba steak, expecting a sizzling sirloin. Imagine my horror when a piece of mackerel arrived. I loathe mackerel, and so, feeling hungry and foolish, I'm ready for sleep. July 26th. Had a good night's sleep. When I went down for breakfast, the Germans had already left. Meg suggested we drive along the mountain road, up to Mae Sariang. I assented eagerly, but soon regretted it. Fortunately, we filled up the gas tank before setting off, as we never saw another gas station the rest of the way. The conditions were horrendous. The rain had created flash floods that had brought down trees and caused landslips. The road surface had been washed away in many places, and I was sure we'd end up stuck in a bog of red mud. At times, landslips meant that there was scarcely enough room for the car to pass, and we had to skirt the edge of frightening plunges down into the jungle-filled valleys. I was scared. We didn't see any other cars, but we caught brief glimpses of the hill tribe people. As the mist swirled and suddenly began to part, we got some breathtaking views. Despite the torrential rain, people seemed to be harvesting bamboo shoots. It must be another world living up there. I was relieved when we arrived in the little township of Mae Sariang. The sun actually peeked through the clouds, and I really enjoyed the local specialty of chicken and ginger before we moved on to the Riverside Guesthouse. Basic, but decent, where I am writing this now.